the last, or the three stanzas of 109. So have that ready for the close. Dear fellow, redeemed by the blood of God's own Son, I wish you all a belated Merry Christmas and a very happy and blessed New Year. Wow. Since we've been separated the past few weeks, since the Christmas break, so much has happened in this world that has caused a great deal of anxiety in the hearts of many. The Christmas break witnessed another terrorist attempt in Detroit and made a lot of people in the airports nervous, as I noted yesterday. This thing goes on. We all have friends and relatives who are fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan. This past Friday night, I visited with a man who had a lot to do with Gitmo, the Guantanamo Bay detainee holding prison a couple of years ago. And I asked him about the release of the Yemenis detainees that's been discussed. And his eyes narrowed and he looked at me and he said, of the 30 countries represented at Gitmo with detainees, terrorists, the Yemenis are the very worst. As a lot, they will not be mainstreamed. When you look into their eyes, you see nothing but hatred. These are very anxious times we live in. One has to parrot the question that many are asking today: is there peace on earth? Right around Christmas time, the former Arkansas governor, Mike Huckabee, made a statement that we might expect from a Baptist minister. He said, you know, the peace that the Christ child came to bring to the earth has not come yet. Well, we differ with him. The angels sang, peace on earth, goodwill to men. So peace is on earth because the Prince of Peace has come. There's no need for man to come up with fanciful notions about what this peace really is. The Holy Scriptures are very clear in their definition of this peace that has come to earth. The Apostle Paul wrote to the Roman Christians those words that we all know from memory. Having been declared righteous through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. In Philippians, Paul says, this is the peace of God which passes understanding. And the reason it passes understanding is because it isn't something that the world can see at all. It's not something that the natural mind of man can envision. This peace is brought only by the faith-creating Word of God. And so Paul, quoting Isaiah, writes, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace. The gospel of peace is a proclamation. It's not a law. It's intended for the heart of sinners, to soothe consciences guilty of sin, to cause them to know that God has reconciled the world to Himself in Christ Jesus. Concerning unbelieving Jerusalem, Jesus wept, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, if you had known the things that make for your peace, but now they are hidden from your eyes. The Jews couldn't see the peace that Jesus brought to the earth because, as I said, this is a matter of the heart. This is a peace that settles on the conscience and the heart of a person who is aware that God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven him all his sins. those who have this assurance of faith in Christ by faith live in peace with their neighbor. And when you look into their eyes, you don't see hatred for the neighbor. You don't see murderous intent. You see peace. That's the peace that all of you shared in some way or another during the Christmas break with your neighbors, with your relatives, your family. Peace. Peace that passes understanding. This is the peace that causes those who hold it in their hearts by faith to depart this world in peace, as Simeon did. The problem is the spiritual darkness of man's heart. In his blindness, he's looking for the wrong peace. He thinks that this is a peace that he can make. That he, by social change, by law, and by international law, he can bring about a peace between the peoples of the earth. As if the angels are singing glory to God because of what man can do. But that's not their song. The angel's message is clear. To God alone belongs the glory, because the peace he sends on earth in Christ is the result only of his goodwill toward men. Or as it is in the Greek, his goodwill in connection with men. Now, this verse is often misinterpreted according to the proud and work-righteous heart of natural man. Very often in versions, English versions, we see translations like, peace to men from God, peace to men whom God favors, or peace to men in whom he is well pleased. Even Mark Twain, an unbeliever and a scoffer, who actually persecuted his wife for her Christianity to the point where she surrendered Christ before she died. Even Mark Twain saw through this scheme of men. In his book, Innocents Abroad, he talks about something he saw when he was in the Vatican. He writes, I wish here to mention an inscription I have seen before I forget it. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men of goodwill. That's the inscription he saw. Here's his comment. It is not good scripture, but it is sound Catholic and human nature. Twain saw it. This is in keeping with the natural way of man to think that God will show peace to those who please him. That he will make them comfortable because of what they have offered to him in terms of sacrifice and service. But how does this false notion give glory to God in the highest, as the angels sang? For that's the hymn of the angels, glory to God. It's not glory to man because he has earned peace with God. And how am I going to know, and how are you going to know, day upon day, whether you're living in peace with God, if it's all about you and the focus is on you and not on your Savior and the peace he brought to the earth? A song of salvation recorded in Isaiah 26 is sung by God's ransomed people. There the prophet says, you, Lord, will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is fixed on you because he trusts in you. So fix your minds on Christ and trust in him, and he will fill your hearts with that perfect peace. And the next time that you wish someone a Merry Christmas, remember the original meaning of that Old English word. In the 15th and 16th centuries, when that hymn, God Rest Ye Merry, Gentlemen, was written, the word of Merry didn't mean be happy. The word Merry meant to be at peace. And so the hymn, God Rest Ye Merry, Gentlemen, let nothing you dismay, for Christ, our Lord and Savior, was born on Christmas Day, should be punctuated as I said it. God rest you, Mary, gentlemen. There is peace on earth, in spite of what Governor Huckabee said. My peace I give to you, Jesus says, not as the world gives, give I to you. Glory to God in the highest, because He brings peace to earth for no other reason but His own good and gracious will. And that's a comfort to you and to me, because our sins are always in front of our eyes. But in front of our God is the peace that His Son won for us. And that's the angel's song. Peace on earth, goodwill in Christ to all men. May that peace be ours today and for as long as we are on this earth, moving, living in peace until the angels come and we join our Lord in highest heaven. So now, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, ladies and gentlemen, may God rest you in His peace through the year 2010. Amen. Hymn 109, three stanzas.